Hey there, you made it. Oh my goodness, you made it to the very last day of 2018. What a year. A year full of accomplishments, a year full of disappointments, a year full of love, and a year full of discovery. Wow. Discovering who you are. In this current season of your life, discovering who God has made you to be and who you are in Him. That's one of the greatest discoveries that you can ever make. So today's podcast is about cultivating an excellence. Two words, cultivating an excellence. So I decided to do something new this year, and I'm trying Laura Casey's Power Goal Sheets for 2019. Where you, the initial steps, you kind of sit and reflect on your year. And essentially, you get to count your blessings. You get to see what worked well, what did not. And I was grateful to begin this opportunity. And I sat down and I was very honest with myself. And so she gives you about 8 areas in which you are to kind of reflect. And I reflected on all 8 areas, and not every area of my life in 2018 was a complete fail. That's a blessing. And I think one of the ones, which is a huge accomplishment for me, is that for my spiritual growth, I'm not a theologian by any means. I am not ready to write a book on different concepts of the Bible. I'm not there, but I'm growing. And one of my biggest accomplishments is that I read the Word more in 2018 than I ever have in any other year of my life. And I say this because I've learned much more about myself through the Word of God. So for me, that was a huge accomplishment. While I'm not where I want to be, I have started something that I can continue, you know? And another part of the beginning stages is that you kind of have to sit and talk about or write about, let me say write about, something that you've been chasing this year that you didn't grab. And a lot of women look at perfection and think that perfection is, you know, something to obtain. And perfection is not my thing. I'm not a perfectionist. Sometimes I do good to just get through. And I want to do better than that. But sometimes I just really do good to just get through, to do almost the bare minimum. But one thing that I realized that I have been chasing this year was approval. And not necessarily the type of approval where I'm not going to move unless you say it's a good idea to move. Not that type of approval, but just that reassurance that I'm good enough to be in the room. Like, my opinions are good enough. My ideas are good enough. My heart is good enough. My advice is good enough. And I realized that it goes back to something that I have never addressed, and that's fighting to be heard. Sometimes God will give me insight on certain things, and when I give it to a particular person or, you know, in a conversation, it's not always received. And I know that I strive to make sure that what I'm saying is going to build you up or going to make you better as an individual. And so sometimes when I don't feel heard, it makes me feel like, well, maybe I'm not good enough to be in this room. So those are things that I will be working toward in this upcoming year, just being delivered from people altogether. Take it or leave it. Either people are going to listen, take your advice, or your wise counsel through the Word of God, either they will or they won't. But here's the thing, and I say this all the time, and I don't know why I don't listen to myself, huh? Epiphanies. But I say that you can give all the best advice in the world. You have to remember that with everything that you say, it is a seed. And while you may not see that seed harvest, you had a hand in planting the seed. That's the most important part. And that's okay. So for today's episode, I'm really going to be talking about cultivating in excellence. There are many of us that are sitting on gifts and talents and ideas and things that God has really planted on the inside of us, and we haven't cultivated it. We haven't even given it room to grow. We haven't even entertained growth in this area. And those are areas that God is calling us to. He is calling us to those areas that we haven't cultivated yet. We cultivate social media, building up our social media appearance. And those are not the things that will necessarily change the world. Yes, it will give you a broader audience, and you'll get to reach people that you may not come face to face with. But what about the people that you encounter from day to day? The people who live with you, the people in your family, your friends who work with you. What about those people? You have things on the inside of you that need to be cultivated for the people you encounter day to day. So I was working on something for the new year, and I was reminded of 1 Corinthians 12. And this is where Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And in talking about the gifts of the Spirit, he goes on to talk about how there needs to be unity and harmony within the body of Christ. And he talks about how essentially every single part of the body is necessary. Every single part, no matter how insignificant it is necessary. He talks about how the eye doesn't question the hand. The eye can't function without the hand. The eye can see, but it won't be able to do anything about what it sees without the hand. There are lots of things that we can do in this world, and it may seem so insignificant, but if you're not doing what it is that God has put in your hand to do, no matter how insignificant you think it is, it's totally significant in Christ. In God's eyes, it is significant. It is important. Sometimes you see people in ministry and they feel like if they're not at the front, or if, you know, their only job is to pick up the fans after church, like it's not important. But it is, because you prepare the house of worship in such an excellent way that you're maintaining the temple, so to speak. You're maintaining it. You're cleaning out the trash. You're whatever it is, it's important. Because if everyone would strive to be seen at the front, in the lights, on the microphone, whatever it is, you would walk into a place of worship that hasn't been cleansed, hasn't been cleaned. So every single thing that you do is necessary. Every part, every role that you play within your local church, within your job, it is necessary. So for this year, my whole thing is cultivating an excellence. I want to function properly in what God has given me. And I was thinking about, how do I cultivate? And one thing that I think a lot of us just need, we need to sit down and just be taught. We need to get with a group of girls, talk about the word, not necessarily our problems. But when you talk about the word, you end up finding solutions to the things that you've been dealing with. And so I listened to Apostle Matthew Stevenson, and last night was phenomenal. He did the word of the Lord, and he talked about the significance of teachers coming back to the ministry, so to speak. And I've always kind of struggled with the fact that while I was speaking, I'm not a hooper. Okay. No matter how many people around me are, I am not a hooper. And I've been trying to really make peace with that. That whatever God wants to say through me, he can deliver it however he wants. But I am not a hooper. And I'm cool with that. I really believe that the Lord has anointed me to just be a teacher. And I do it by trade. And that just so happens to be the ministry that God has given me also. And so I consider this platform just a place for me to also teach. But teach the spiritual things. I guess that makes sense. And so I am in this season embracing the fact that God has created me to be a teacher. And he said something that was so significant and it brought tears to my eyes about how the teachers have to be rooted and grounded. And I think it's important that before I go into any conversation or go into any assignment, that I'm rooted and grounded in the word enough to teach it so that someone else may understand. So for me, in my cultivating, it's going to require me to do much, much more studying of the word, not just reading, but actual studying of the word and being able to provide revelation. So here is my thing about cultivating. And a lot of times people hear, you need to do this, you need to do that, you know, but how do I do that? How do I go about fulfilling God's plan? And the very first part of it is you have to seek God, period. Like, you have to get serious about truly seeking God about your future, about what he has planted within you, so that he can reveal those things to you, so you even know what to cultivate. And the very first place you start is just cultivating your relationship with Christ. That's it. You have to read your word, study your word, and pray. 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 You have to be intentional about communicating with God. And that's the next one. Communicate. Function in relationships, whether natural or spiritual, require communication. Communicate. And we communicate to God through prayer. And it's not this form and list of words that you must say in such a strategic order for the Holy of Holies to hear you. It's not that. It's conversation. And in the conversation, there are two things that always have to happen: speaking and listening. If you're doing all the talking, that's not communication. Speaking and listening. So not only are you doing the speaking, but you're also listening to what the Spirit has to say to you. So that means that there has to be time built in to commune with God. There has to be. If you don't build in that time, then everything you do is really for no reason at all. Think about that. Also, sacrifice. Yeah. Even at this stage of life, you have to sacrifice some things. And the things you sacrifice now may not be the things that you sacrifice in 5 years from now. As you grow and change, the level of what you sacrifice changes. So for me, this year, I want to fast more. I have to. Being able to hear God clearly with no distractions, being able to show God that, hey, I'm ready for what you have for me, you have to sacrifice. You have to give up your comfortable seat in order to serve other people. People who may not look like you. People who may not agree with you. People who may not believe what you believe. And that's the biggest thing about being a Christian, is that as you begin to serve others, you'll begin to love. And Jesus talks about love all the time. He does. And about how, one, you should love God, but then you should also love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we're coming up in this era where people are very much so self-love. Cool, love yourself. Yes, you have to. But you also have to love your neighbor. You have to love the people that are within your church, the people who are not, people at work, the people whose lifestyles you don't necessarily agree with. You have to love people who have done you wrong. You have to love people that have been fake. It's not optional. You have to love. You have to love people who are confused, people who are in the midst of struggles. You have to love them all. The greatest way to communicate Jesus Christ to others is through love. So after you've done these things, and as you continue to do these things, it's not like they're not all going to develop in the next month. It's going to be an ongoing process. Ongoing process. And once you do that, you will see God begin to unfold things in your life. He is going to unfold. When I say unfold, I mean reveal things around you. And he's going to let you know that, hey, you need to change your surroundings. Or maybe, you know, I want you to spend more time with me. God will begin to unfold his mysteries to you. He'll begin to unfold what he has called you to just by being intimate, being true, being genuine, being the hands and feet of Jesus in the earth. One last thing that I do want to encourage you to do. Shut down any type of communication. Corrupt communication is what the Bible calls it. Shut it down. Shut it down. If it does not glorify God, shut it down. Have the guts to speak up and say, you know what? This is not building the kingdom. Shut it down. And whatever it is that you find yourself doing, and I think I talked about this the last podcast, do it in excellence. Do it in excellence. If you handle the small things with honor and respect, God will make you ruler over many things. So prove to God that you are faithful over what little he's placed in your hand. And as he finds you honorable and worthy, he'll begin to entrust you with so much more. So my question to you today, what are you cultivating? What are you willing to cultivate in this next season? You can't do it all, but what you can do is start with one area at a time. Start with one area to cultivate, and eventually that one area, and choose a vital area, and that one area will lead to excellence in other areas of your life, and you'll see how interconnected your whole entire being is. So let's pray. Father, we're ever so grateful for just bringing us through another 365 days. Days of ups, days of downs, days of uncertainty, but days of peace, days of happiness, days of joy. We thank you for just loving us enough to allow us to persevere through. Now, Father, we lay 2019 at your feet, and we will not walk into 2019 in fear, in hesitation, because we know that as we cultivate our relationship with you, that you have already promised us an expected end. Because you love us, and it is your desire to see us prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. We don't take it for granted that you wake us daily, We don't take it for granted that you shower us with love and favor every day. Because without you, we could do nothing. And so, Lord, we just want to just honor you today for just being who you are in our lives. Now, Lord, in this coming year, God, thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on what to cultivate that would bring glory to your name, what to cultivate, God, that would bring peace to our lives, what to cultivate, God, that will give us a long, healthy life and a prosperous life in you. Father, I pray even now that you would allow us to be your hands and your feet. Teach us how to be disciples of you. Teach us about the areas in which we need to grow. Teach us about your word. Even as we dive deeper in prayer, even as we dive deeper in studying the word, God, I pray, Lord, that you would open up our eyes and even things that we've read a million times, Lord, that you would give us a fresh revelation every time we read. Father, I thank you even in advance for just lighting the way for us. Thank you for allowing us to discover our own lanes in which you get the glory. Lord, if there is anyone under the sound of my voice that does not know you personally, Father, I pray that your spirit would visit with them. Lord God, that they may desire to know you more and to know you deeper. If there's any one person that is listening under the sound of my voice and they haven't completely surrendered to you, Father, I pray that your spirit would visit them. And God, that they may desire to know you more. God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for the sisterhood. Thank you for all of the blessings that you've given us. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. And may God's peace follow you. May God's love surround you in this next season. Happy New Year.
Hi, dear girl and woman. I'm Livy. Did you like this podcast? Check out the blog at www.deargirlwoman.com. When you get there, make sure you like and sign up to receive updates. Thanks. Love you.